Welcome to the Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, here to share an hour of the best of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the Great Highland Bagpipe. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Community Radio, aired locally at 88.5 FM and streamed worldwide at kkrn.org. Thank you all for coming along for the ride. This hour of Pipe and Song includes some of my favorites. To start off, from a recording of the Dan Reed Memorial Invitational in San Francisco, gold medalist Ian Spears plays the Pipe Major Donald MacLeod composed Kilmore piece, A Son's Salute to His Parents. Thank you.
Han morir i den to Westeros, de farverne du lå. He was red blithe to see the heats that flirts you that war. Da da do dum de, da do dum de, da da do dum do dum de, da da do dum de, da do dum de, da da do dum do dum de. Nu efter season is felt the one, a life's tugged up our locks. Providing for sure, just 12-3 elegant marks. Da da do dum de, da do dum de, da da do dum do dum de, da da do dum de, da do dum de, da da do dum do dum de. And when the vals get lit in the cuts, or don't start with the rope, but your Scots questlings have all been spilled. Same old soap. Da da do dum de, da do dum de, da da do dum do dum de, da da do dum de, da do dum de, da da do dum do dum de. You'll see them shine in the Southern's boots, or kissing his wheel fart seat. They'd be mere years at dawn in the walls, yon tour where the three lochs meet. Da da do dum de, da do dum de, da da do dum do dum de, da da do dum de, da do dum de, da da do dum do dum de. The heats o' score o' vichy Scots would suit these partisan days, and make mere sense as an ornament. Do dum do dum dee.
In Flanders fields the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard, amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch, be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
How do you do, young Winnie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while in the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. I hope you died quick and I hope you died clean, or young Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last Boston chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave a young wife on a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. Though I know that you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed in forever glass pane? In an old photograph torn and tattered and stained and faded to yellow in a brown leather frame, did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last Boston? The sun shines bright on the green fields of France. A warm summer breeze makes the red poppies dance. The trenches are scattered along another plough. No gas, no barbed wire, there's no gunfire now. But here in this graveyard, it is still no man's land. Countless white crosses are mute where they stand. To man's blind indifference, to his fellow man, and a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lonely? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last Boston chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? I can't help but wonder, young Willie McBride, do those who lie here really know why they died?
did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end wars? The sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the shame, the killing and the dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lonely? Did they sing the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last postern chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lonely? Did they sing the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last postern chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Thank you. mig id i et vekan islen, et mating hetjens mi aun nos, vas plek im nich en gaun hele, sydian kid i et lach konstor, vakal pailske gets lesnem bjaunden, kur tuarne hyjen a jaun foskot. Es as muhiun a ingen usha graun vor, torch namo hyjnja nu ad vami jok. Nu ad vami kor och shul manjich, sem fruches roch gemoch hot de pan. Fe homan kan ich ganz nein vrogen, sing in a kos in er loch am taiv. Uf ala vnun ich a kiar ich hirach, smich ert cho utram din uskirlon. Gach bocht es paul, agus tal of tal. Torch na moch ingyan, I'm yoke. Torch na mochuing im agni reing mi, nach fam im baun gu kaun hau muskjol. E falaf se jaur kol duoi es baishen, gen solis lein gerach kaun na noch. Grau vor de kellas tause, a galaven taum shing sanglaun favron. Van duch de kaundra, se lanje jandag, torch na moche inga nuad vam jog. En nuad iidich mi gualen gien, ken lik mi skies jemet bru. Wagen min jinga triol ve shin jack es ul mo fing fech king loin gach por man tur och vin wo is am bern an bdiche im guad an rialus lusen od skach bilake im noch vor vrene hüja dort na moch in jan wad bam jo. Cool the shangil an khuri, se gab mi urach nes mutschken schal, nu ad hitchin du doch, se hingen us berg, se hoki kur, se ho hirich ja, moch di a prutsche, sni jodlem hulen, a falaf got du, ich ken sutken chal. Nach feich mi kuaran, nyo nyo nyen kuanach, nyo fruch na luachar, et bruch na bon.
We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. If you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station. Dysart and Dundonald Pipe Band played four hornpipes from their Skirl of the Pipes LP, produced in 1976, and was a very big influence during that time. There were a lot of very good pipe band albums produced in the mid to late 70s, and I'm glad I can bring some of the tracks to you. We started this hour with gold medalist Ian Spears playing the Pipe Major Donald MacLeod composed Kilmore piece, A Son's Salute to His Parents. Then Fiona Hunter sang from Volume 2 of the Hamish Henderson tribute, The Ballad of the Banfies, the track Here's to the Maiden. The great piper Gordon Duncan played some Strass Bays and Reels from the 1996 recital series at the Piping Center. Then three tracks from the Far, Far From Ypres CD produced by Green Tracks Records. The Army School of Bagpipes played a medley. Then Ian Anderson recited the poem In Flanders Fields, and that went right into the Corries singing The Green Fields of France. Friend of the show, John Dew, played the Kilmore piece The Battle of Strome into Catherine Ann McPhee from her 1994 CD, where she sings the songs of Mary Vour, Big Mary of the Songs. And that was right before the four hornpipes from Dysart and Dundonald. We're going to go out this hour with a modern Kilmore piece. This played by a friend of the show, gold medalist Dr. Jack Taylor. Jack Taylor has long been involved in the Pibroch Society. He was very kind to upload to the Pibroch Society webpage some of the scores from the Shasta Collection of Modern Pibroch. These are available, along with recordings often from the composers, for use by Pibroch Society members, and we encourage everyone, player and non-player alike, to become a member of the Pibroch Society. Here he plays a Kilmore piece in tribute to one of his instructors, entitled Bob Nichols Wonder. Until we all have the opportunity to meet again during the next piping hour, we wish for every one of you safe seas.